My name's Colin Keith. I've been collecting dairy memorabilia since about 1966. It started by when I first joined the old New South Wales Milk Board, and I had some milk bottles delivered to my house, and one of them was a Hawkesbury Agricultural College bottle. That grew from about 20 bottles then to something like about 200 or 300 now. Some of those aren't very special, but some are. Some are very, very rare.
Looking at some of those milk bottles now, you've got some that I didn't realise back in the day, milk bottles had advertising on them.
Yes, that was quite common in the 50s. I believe the reason that it ceased being used was because of the electronic means of ensuring that bottles were clean. As they came out of the bottle washer, they went past an electronic screen, and it used to kick the bottles out quicker than you could put them on the line. But if you look on the internet now, there is a huge amount of American bottles, a huge array of shapes, sizes, makes, colours and descriptions.
We're standing here in your, well, this is the small shed. There's also the big shed, and then there's upstairs.
That's correct.
You have got things. Well, just tell us a few of the different things that you've got here in this little part.
Hanging over there is the old leather bag that the milkman or the bread vendor used to have hanging around his neck. Then we have something that I had never seen before. Went to a clearing sale out near Gilgandra, and you'll see here there's a little rack on top of a milk can. It's called a water cooler. It looks a bit like an old washboard. The water came in from the bottom and worked its way through the cooler and out the top. The milk or cream came into a little tray at the top, and that flowed over the outside of the cooler into the can. They used to have milk coolers, probably 3 to 4 foot wide, but that one's unusual because it's only a very small one for a single can. The other thing next to it, Peters were the big ice cream manufacturers, but there's one there called a Swallows. I found that in a second-hand shop at Canberra. It took me 3 months to get it. I had to take the lady back another ice cream carrier or ice cream tin so that she could use it to put umbrellas in. And I don't think she knew that it was very rare. But that's okay, that's life. Peters had two factories, one at Newcastle and one at Redfern. And they had two sizes, all of the companies had two sizes of shippers. There's another one here which is unusual right in front of us, which is a T.A. Barrett. They were at Orange. They were a private company at Orange.
So you've got everything from ice cream tins to all sorts of different sizes of milk cans, do you call them, or vats?
Yes, milk cans, yes.
And you've also got some fantastic old milk or cream separators as well.
Yes, we've got a few there. They're generally what I would call household ones. The larger ones came from a business in town. I'm looking after it at the moment. I'm just being a storeroom for it. They would have been used by small dairies. The little ones, they were household types over there. They're a little de Laval. There's a Lister there. They were generally used by householders because they had one or two cows. And I would assume that in those days, the wife would have milked the cow probably and separated the milk. They would only do a very small quantity. And then we have over here the little wooden butter churn, which they used. They were for household people. And most people those days had a house cow, and they milked and separated and made their own butter and the whole box and dice.
And from looking at the older type ones, the Lister or the de Laval, nothing as far as the basic concept behind how the milk and the cream are separated has really changed in modern days, has it?
The only thing that's changed is the size. And what happened in the early days of the old milk board and its predecessors, but particularly the milk board, and under the Pure Food Act, you couldn't take anything from milk or couldn't add anything to it. In other words, the milk that came into the factory was not to be interfered with in any way. Nowadays, and it's good in some ways, there are always some impurities in milk. Cell matter, it's not going to hurt you, but if you want to have long life of milk, which we have to today for transport and so forth, when they get the milk into the factory, they actually put it through what's called a clarifier, and that removes anything that is not satisfactory, really, your cell matter and such like. And then you can then adjust, as you know, when you go to a supermarket now, you can buy milk that has from skim milk, which is virtually no fat, to about 4 point something or other percent fat. So they adjust the amount of fat that goes back into the cream. It doesn't affect anything, does a great job, but helps keep it, helps the keeping quality quite a bit.